you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
You just have to keep on. It was so pretty.
Sorry. Well, how'd you like that show yesterday? Wasn't that great?
I haven't the slightest idea. What
really?
Was
really? What?
What was it?
We were hacked.
We were?
We were hacked for charity.
Huh. Who hacked us?
The Emperor of Kansas.
Really?
You didn't listen to the show?
Yeah, in my spare time today. What I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. We all know that you're the busiest woman on the planet.
No, I did not.
We'll all lay down wreaths of mercy at your feet.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
No, I just don't. I don't listen to podcasts. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't listen to my own. I don't listen to anybody else's.
By the way,
matter.
Jen and Dave accused you of not listening to their show.
I haven't in a long time.
But Jen loves you, and she offered to be your friend since your friend was in Germany. But she won't talk to you on the phone.
Oh, she won't talk to me on the phone?
I don't know what it's,
how is that am I going to be my friend?
I have no idea what that meant. I was like, it's going to be kind of difficult. I don't really understand.
She texts me like twice a day.
Jen does?
No. April.
Oh, maybe you can get Jen to start texting you.
Maybe. Why doesn't she talk on the phone?
Probably because she's the busiest woman on the planet.
I think so. She has more reason to be busy than me. She has more kids.
Well, you have 60 at school.
It's true.
Well, so we've got
just happens
lots
to be that we live in a little town, and the orthodontist is 35 minutes away, and the dermatologist is 45 minutes away, and Target is 45 minutes away. I mean, it takes forever to get anywhere. I mean, if you don't want to go to Walmart, you got to drive.
So John calls it. John gets all upset because they called us from Bacon.
Right.
But they didn't call John from Bacon.
Oh, boy.
So John gets his feeling, even though he didn't have a phone number for them to call in on. So it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so he gets upset and he calls them and he leaves, you know, messages, you know, that he's going to John Con.
Oh, boy.
So he says, I have to drop the kids off at the pool. And then he calls back and he says, okay, I'll finish dropping the kids off at the pool. And you're this flush. And so Jen didn't get it at all. I don't think Dave got it. I know. Jen didn't get it. So I kind of enlightened her as to what he was referring to. Cause they thought he dropped the kids off at the pool and then went and potty, went potty. I'm like, it's the same thing, man. So then I had to enlighten her on all the other sayings that I know that for some reason are rolling around in my head.
Yeah.
All the sayings for going poop.
That you keep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For some reason.
And visiting the Chamber of Commerce.
And this is why she wants to be my friend.
Writing a letter
so that
to the governor.
She can hear this that I hear from you. I love Jen. I just don't listen to their show. Even though it's funny when I do listen to it.
If I start it, you'll listen to it.
Oh, yeah, every time. I won't leave.
I just have to go to your computer and start it, and then you'll listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know what I need
to do. Or I'll sit in his office. I'll lay on the couch in his office and listen.
Okay.
It's like therapy. I lay back. I lay down on the couch.
So anyway, the Emperor of Kansas hacked our show yesterday for charity.
Yeah.
He paid us, or didn't pay us, actually. He paid Podcasting for Water.
Mm-hmm.
A predetermined amount of money. And for that donation, I gave him 20 minutes of my show.
Oh.
So he did that and he did an excellent job. I didn't have to do anything.
Oh,
see,
good.
Like so tomorrow you're going to hear another, it's going to be different. We're not going to hack him. We're not doing that gimmick anymore. Tomorrow we're playing a special thing tomorrow. for somebody else who donated, for Greg Clark, who donated money, but he doesn't have a podcast, so he just told us what to play. So we're going to play that.
Okay.
And we got permission to play it. And so that's tomorrow. And it's very short. It's only like 3 minutes long. But anyway, the point is that our show's for sale. And especially now that we're having to do 100 shows, we really want to sell some shows.
Yes, we do. Because tonight we had to help Helen write a report on mm-hmm. the fin whale.
Yes. Why? It's just like with the whole IT security thing. They make you cheat on the IT security thing.
Yeah.
So the teachers do the same thing. They did when I was a kid, too. They give you things they know you can't do, and your parents are going to have to do for you, or at least help you do it, right? Help you with the air quotes. Help you do it.
She did. She knew until to the end.
I remember my parents doing the exact same thing, sitting up with me, digging through our encyclopedias, uh-huh. Britannica, from 1947.
Yeah. Oh, we had the current ones. No, ours were 1976.
Ours were from the 40s. And so they were digging through this thing for information uh-huh. about Beatles or something I was
right,
doing.
Right.
Trying to help me get my project finished.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they give Helen this paper to write, and they only give her 2 nights to write it. Well, tomorrow we have Bible study, so it's got to be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, so you can do all the research and write the paper in one night.
It only has to be one page, though. I mean, that's not that much. When she handwrites it, it'll be plenty of information.
It took us like 30 minutes to get this project done. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's terrible. That's such a long time. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know what? If you actually went to a real high school when you went to school, you would have had to do – I don't understand how you made it through high school without having to write term papers.
And I wrote all kinds of papers.
Not like I did. I wrote college-level term papers in high school. You never even had – We talked about the papers that I had to write and he had to write. They are not the same. Let me just tell you.
I just chose more than you.
Footnote. I'm a footnote at them. No, this was expected of us. Your teacher didn't even require this.
Oh, man. We had to do all that.
I just didn't
do very good. I just always picked comedic stuff.
It didn't sound like you had to do it.
Yeah, I wrote my term paper was on...
One? You had to write one term paper?
One big, serious one.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I wrote a bunch of papers. We all had to write all kinds of papers, all kinds of papers. But I always wrote funny ones. But I had to write one serious... We had to research it for 6 weeks and have all footnotes and all that kind of stuff.
How long did it have to be?
It was on that guy who wrote Death of a Salesman, Arthur Miller.
Yeah.
I picked him because he married Marilyn Monroe. He turned out to be the most boring man on the planet. The only thing interesting he ever did was marry Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. I wrote
he was only married to her for like 6 months.
Yeah. I wrote a big one on the Berlin Wall.
That would have been interesting. It was very interesting. I thought I'd get, let's see pictures of Marilyn Monroe, but I didn't.
That's how I started it. Ich bin ein Berliner.
Hey, well, hey there. How y'all doing tonight? It's good to see y'all back in your regular place here and everything.
Right, thank you.
It was weird seeing y'all podcast on the weekend.
Yeah, it was weird for us, too.
Because this is where I usually sleep and take my naps.
I know.
What? Yep. Yep, that's pretty much what I had to say.
Okay, see you later.
Okay. Oh, no, I got one thing for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. I don't remember what it was.
Were you going to tell a joke or something?
Was I going to tell a joke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, no. What kind of? Okay, yeah, all right, I'll tell you a joke. So, you know what happens when your cat eats a duck?
What?
You get a duck-filled flatty puss. You get a duck-filled fatty puss. I heard that one the other day. I was like,
oh.
Seriously. 100 of those?
Really? Did people, really? They might take that back.
Yeah, please. Please take it back. Okay, so.
I saw. On the,
we have calls. Lots of calls.
Wait, on the Amazing Race last night? This is so funny.
We have lots of calls.
Listen. They're in Vietnam. And apparently they use ducks to.
Speak into the microphone.
Sorry, they use ducks to eat the bugs off of the rice fields.
Okay.
Okay. So they have like 250 ducks in this pen, and they have to like herd to get, okay. People like, so I'm thinking of myself out there with these two flags having to herd 250 ducks across this bridge, around this little thing, keep them in there and get them into a pen.
Yeah.
Now, ducks don't want to go where you want them to go.
Uh-oh, stop. Wait, it didn't pop up. Hold on.
I'm calling to leave another voicemail for you because I promised you a voicemail every day. This is day number two. I'm leaving you a voicemail. I think I'm...
I don't understand what it did that for. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so they're herding. It was ridiculous. It just reminded me of ducks because you told that joke. But, I mean, they were these dirty, dirty... And there were 250 of them. They had to herd them into a pen, and it was ridiculous. And I just thought of you, and I thought, if Brad and I were one of the Amazing Race, which we would never do because we would kill each other.
No, you would just quit.
No, yeah, you would yell at me.
I would yell at you and you'd quit.
You would yell at me? I don't quit. I don't know if you know that about me. Yeah, I don't quit.
Oh, you just say you don't quit, but then you get tired and you'll quit. It's because it's like she's all for it, you know, like during the day. But when it comes time to like when she gets tired and it's time to go to bed and she needs to take a shower, she's done.
That's it.
Yeah, this camping thing was a good idea yesterday, but tonight, not so much. Let's go home.
And he would yell at me. You would yell at me.
When have I ever yelled at you? I never yell at you!
You, when we get in frustrating situations like that, you would yell at me.
When would I yell at you?
You would. If I was having trouble with the ducks, you would stand there. I thought Brad would have had to herd the ducks because I'd have been out there crying because I couldn't get them.
I would not have yelled at you.
I can't give you, but you go hurt. I'd be like, shut up! Quit talking to me! It would have been horrible.
The only time I ever yell at you is when you get on the computer and you don't do what I tell you to do. You completely ignore me, and then I don't yell. I just get mad and walk away. When have I ever yelled at you out of frustration?
You would yell at me with the ducks. You would have.
Yell at you about the ducks.
Yeah, I would have wished that I'd have picked you to do the ducks.
I would not yell at you. You would just quit.
I wouldn't quit.
I wouldn't yell at you.
I wouldn't quit, but you'd be mad at me.
I'd be mad at you for dragging me into that thing and then going to sleep on me because that's what would happen. Whenever we drove anywhere, I would have to read the map and drive and you would sleep.
That's true. But you don't want me to read a map. I don't know where I'm going.
Which is why we would never do the thing. And if we did do it, I'd be mad at you because I'd be able to do the whole thing.
Well, and Nan carry my backpack. It's heavy.
And I'm hungry and I'm going to pass out if I don't eat the next 5 minutes.
Well, we can't eat any food here because we'll die.
You can have ducks or these beetles. That's all there is to eat.
Sushi.
Well, me and Charlie were still friends. We could do it and win because we would be good at it.
Is his tolerance going to be better
as
now?
Long as we stayed off politics? You know?
You'd be good.
Yeah.
I think y'all are still friends.
We are?
Yeah.
I still like you.
He just doesn't talk to you.
We're just
all.
Friends who don't talk to each other. Guess. I don't know.
He just doesn't talk to you anymore.
Because I make him mad.
I guess. Yeah,
people shouldn't talk to me because I make them mad.
Is that what? And they yell at them.
Sam loves me. He told me today.
Did he say that he would marry you? Did you tell
no,
him?
No, I did not discuss that with him.
Did
no.
you tell him that he was on the list?
No, I did not tell him he was on my marrying list.
Okay. That he was the only one.
That's a good way to lose a friend.
He would think that was funny.
It's a good way to lose a friend.
I'm going to call Jennifer and tell her.
All right, so I think John Wilkerson called in, according to...
Hello, Brad and Faith.
Hello. Let me turn it up.
Really?
Because I couldn't hear him.
It is John. I'm calling to leave another voicemail for you.
Yeah, we got all that already.
Because I promised you a voicemail every day.
Okay, if you don't call me every day and leave a voicemail, are we good? You have to pay the whole $300. That's what
Ooh.
It is.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So for those of you who haven't... Excuse me. Wow. Okay. Sorry about that. For those of you who have not been paying attention, shame on you. Is that we're doing 100 shows through the end of the year in a row, including Saturdays and Sundays and holidays and everything. And we have to do 100
holidays.
What part of every day do you not understand?
We have to do holidays. Nobody ever told me we had to do holidays too.
Every day till the end of the year.
Nobody's going to listen on Thanksgiving Day.
But we have to do a show that day. I'm sorry. Unless somebody buys that day.
I am busy on Thanksgiving.
I know you are. We'll do it from the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm thinking we'll have a lot of H2
shows.
I'm going
to take that turkey baster and...
Excuse me. Whoa, stop. Hold on. Hold on. Just hold that thought right there. Let's go find out what John Wilkerson wants to say.
This is day number two. I'm leaving you a voicemail. I think I'm only going to end up leaving 98 or maybe even 99 voicemails because I kind of started... The voicemail started after the challenge and...
Yeah, but you called like 10 times the first day.
Yeah, so you're good.
Anyway, it is a beautiful late summer, early fall day here in upstate New York. The leaves are starting to change. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. The wind is blowing through the trees.
There's like 2 days, like two pretty days in New York, and then it's like freezing cold. This is only what you get till spring.
Oh, man, it's so wonderful here. And you guys are probably, like, sweating your brains out.
No, it's beautiful here.
It's this actually like been very
perfect
nice.
Perfect weather, yeah. It's gorgeous here. It's like 70, high 78, low 68 at night. It's really nice.
Down there in Texas. But, you know, we're just enjoying the wonderful weather up here right before we probably get, like, 4 feet of snow dumped on us. Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, thanks.
Hey.
I really appreciate everything that you're doing for Podcasting for Water.
You're welcome.
And I hope it sounds like this.
Did I finish explaining what was going on? We have to do 100 shows, and people are pledging a certain amount per show. So it's like somebody pledged 25 cents a show. Somebody pledged 10 cents a show. Somebody pledged $2 a show. Thank you very much. I think that was Quain. And thank you. And then somebody else pledged $1 a show. So it's just been really, it's really cool. Uncle Lewis pledged $1 show. So, and you, it's not too late to pledge. You can pledge at any time during the thing. And the chances of us completing the 100 days are slim. So you'll probably even save some cash. But we're going to give it our best shot. And so as many as we get in a row, that's how much you'll owe. If we do all of them, then of course, you know, you'll, if you pledge 10 cents, you'll owe 10 bucks. Okay. That's the way it works. And it's all going for Podcasting for Water, which is, and John Wilkerson is coordinating that. Which provides water to underprivileged countries and people. And people who don't have water, which is bad.
That turned out pretty good.
It's like people in, I think some people in like West Virginia who all they drink is Mountain Dew. It's for them.
And I'm going to raise another $100 in the, or what, $300 in the next 100 days. And that is awesome.
That is awesome.
And the way you pronounce Kwong's name is Kwong.
Kwang?
You pronounce Kwong.
Kwang? Is it Kwang?
Kwong.
Kwang?
Kwong.
It's spelled Kwang. K-W-A-N-G. Is that Kwong?
Mm-hmm.
Spelled Kwang.
Kwong.
Yeah, we met each other.
Kwang?
Each other last year in July at the at a Geeks and God conference. And it was we kind of became fast friends. And he's in New Jersey, and it's pretty silly because we're about 4 or 5 hours away from each other, and yet we still haven't seen each other since. So I guess at some point we're going to have to,
that's like two counties in Texas.
Remediate that. But anyway, that's it. That's my voicemail for today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, your Sunday, your Monday, whatever this is going to get played. I imagine it's going to get played on Monday.
Tuesday.
And I will have to leave you a voicemail tomorrow on Sunday. I don't know, I'll be breaking the Sabbath here. Oh, yeah, that's the thing, you know. This Uncle Lewis, you know, the Emperor of Kansas here, having you break the Sabbath to record podcasts. I don't know about this guy, the Sabbath breaker. I don't know about this.
It'll be a sermon. I'll just do a sermon every Sunday. How's that?
Anyway.
I'm in.
You're in? No, I mean, I'll do the sermon every Sunday.
You'll do the sermon? Do I have to be here?
Yes.
Oh.
You have to be
I hear your sermons every day.
You have to be the Ed, what's his name? Ed McMahon. You have to say amen every, you know, every church has to have an Ed McMahon that says amen about every 10 seconds or so.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, 5 minutes or
amen.
Whatever. You sound so beat down tonight. Are you beat down?
I'm.
That didn't work. Why didn't that
I'm
one
just.
Work? Was that one empty?
Today, just kind of wore me out. That's all. I had to go to the orthodontist and spend money. And get a consultation about
did
getting
you spend
Helen's
my money
your money
what money did you use by the way because I don't know if there was anybody there. you didn't consult me with exactly where that money was coming from.
And then I had to find out she has to have 4 teeth pulled. And then I got to go make an appointment to do that. And it just kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Well, you know what? You need to plump your sails out. Gmail is not responding.
What does that matter?
Because that's where all the calls are.
Oh. Well, the show's already been long enough. So, I mean, we can't take any more calls.
Well, that's true. We'll finish some more. And we'll take some more tomorrow, I guess.
We'll be here for the next million Gmail's days. Work. I'm sure we'll get them all.
Well, we're a little behind. There's like 18 waiting on us. All right. So if we didn't play your call today, I apologize. We will play it tomorrow. We'll do nothing but calls tomorrow, plus the extra special thing we have to do for Greg Clark, who made a generous donation. Thank you very much, sir. And thank to Uncle Lewis, who made the generous donation yesterday to Podcasting for Water. We are very excited to raise this money and very, very excited to help out and do a good job. All right, everybody. Vios.
Vios con Dios.
Con Dios. That means the show's over as soon as I find the little thing that makes it.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.